China is an economic powerhouse, but could that change? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kishore Gawande, Fred H. Moore Centennial Professor of International Management at the University of Texas at Austin, digs in to find out.
China's economy is in the news these days, and the news isn't positive. There's a real estate bust and a slowdown in growth. Our research links it to a fundamental economic concept, property rights. By 2000, China's growth had reached its limits within a system that allowed no private ownership of land and assets. Around 2000, that changed. A constitutional amendment enshrined a property rights law treating private and public ownership equally. Our research looked at more than 14 million Chinese farms. We found that in the 5 years following the law, there was an enormous boom in private enterprise. Many of these startups became exporters within 3 years and evolved into major companies. The 2008 global crisis did not hurt China much because domestic private industry more than made up for the drop in foreign demand. How did we get to today's bust barely 15 years after this boom period? What's happened is that Xi Jinping's regime has rolled back property rights. It started with the powerful tech sector. China suspended the $37 billion IPO of its largest company, Ant Group, after founder Jack Ma criticized regulators. The result is the rolling back of the prosperity that followed the property law. China's largest developer, Evergrande, is being liquidated. Foreign direct investment is drying up. Supply chains in tech are leaving China just as the next industrial revolution is occurring in AI. Hopefully, Chinese rulers after Xi will see the folly and reinstate property rights.
That was Kishore Gawande of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.